Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know why I wouldn't make that trade? If I'm a Yankee fan, I'm going to put my IBO hat on.
I don't think I would either.
I think you're dead wrong, Sean. Because Aaron Judge is giving me historical seasons that even Soto cannot come close to reaching. And I may get 4 or 5 more years of
and
that.
By the way, you're getting to the postseason anyways.
Right. I would take 4 or 5 more historical, I don't know where this is going, seasons versus, yes, a really good player for 10 years.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. Look at it. We reverse course now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
We switch sides.
I'm just giving the respect to Juan Soto that I think he's going to be a legit National League MVP candidate for the next 15 years. And yeah, I'm sure he's never going to replicate the kind of season we're seeing from Judge that we may see next year or the year after.
But really, all he needs to do is what he did last year.
Yeah.
I doubt he's getting there this year, obviously, because of the slow start. But if he hits 41 home runs as 100 and something RBIs, that's exceptional for a guy that's as on base heavy as he already is.
Yeah, I would take 10 years of that than 3 years of 60 home runs. I really would.
Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, Ziggy? You know, big Giants fan, but man, you broke my heart today.
Why? What's saying, wrong, man?
Saying that the Mets are better, like, I gotta say something. I do want to say this. By far, way better pitching. In the beginning, your starter, I'm surprised at Clay Holmes. I do want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised.
Me too.
But we have way better offensive. We have starting pitchers that are about to come back. We have the best player in the era of Aaron Judge, who is King of New York. And I do want to say this. People keep forgetting about this, is that Judge got robbed. The Yankees got robbed in 2017. He could have been a three-time MVP. And also, MVPs. No Met has ever won an MVP. They would never become elite like the Yankees. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
I don't understand the point, though. All that did was prove the greatness of Aaron Judge. It didn't prove what did it prove?
The greatness of Aaron Judge.
Okay, that doesn't
mean that they can score runs, even though the pitching he's conceding to the Mets.
Okay, so yes, because the numbers tell you that, and the depth tells you that, and I think the back end of the bullpen tells you that. Do I have to admonish my son on the air? Yeah, we have to shut that ringer off, okay? We're doing a show here, right? We got to shut the ringer off. It's okay. Oh, then what was that? Was it my own imagination?
No, it was. I thought it was Jose's, like, job.
Oh, it's in your head. I have no idea. Anyhow, I'm trying to do, by the way, I got to give my son a lot of credit. I pulled him out of school today. And he could. It's okay. Thank you, man. He apologized. I pulled him out of school. He worked this so beautifully last night. It was his last Little League game. I'm there. My wife is there. And Jet just looks at me and he's like, you know what I miss? Going to firework night.
Mm.
And I said, oh, you know, it's funny. Tomorrow's firework night.
Oh, he knew that.
You think he knew that?
Yeah, he definitely did.
And he said, well, why don't we go? And I said, well, how do you go? Like, unfortunately, I work until 6:30. Like, unless you come to work with me, there's no way for us to go. I'm not going to make mom meet you at the game.
Ding, ding, ding.
Says, pull me out of school. I said, pull you out of school? And here's this counter. It's the end of the school year. What are we really doing?
Oh, what a kid.
He dreamt about that last night.
You think so?
He was dreaming. How can I manipulate Pops?
And he manipulated so beautifully because we had to go to his school today anyway because they had this presentation where all the kids dressed up as famous people in history, learned about the person, dressed up as the person, then explained why they're that person. And he got his second choice. His second choice was George Washington. His first choice was Jackie Robinson. He did not get him. He got George Washington. Not a bad second choice. And so I think he knew, you're coming to the school anyway, it's the end of the year, fireworks, and somehow he got me and mom to basically say, yeah, screw school.
I'm
a loser.
Why are they still in school anyways?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had this conversation. Yep. It is almost mid-June. Why are kids still in school?
It's a great question. Now that I've expressed what's going on with my kid, we need to address Sean's situation.
Uh-huh.
So Sean's, was it your oldest daughter or your youngest daughter?
The youngest. Peyton had moving up today.
Had moving up day. And she filled out a list of her favorite things, which is adorable. I got to tell you, it was very adorable. And Sean shared this on social media.
Oh, nice. I didn't see that yet, Sean.
I couldn't get over what she said her favorite sport was. And you figured football, dad loves football, could be baseball, son, it's fun, could be hockey. Her answer to her favorite sport was simply Rangers.
How about even hockey?
Not even hockey.
You are brainwashing your daughter.
Which I find fascinating because it's a big year, the 3 to 4 year old jump, as you know. Evan,
why do you think the Rangers jumped out at her more than any of the other teams or sports if she named a sport?
This is what I find so confusing. What a bad year for the Rangers for that to jump out. My guess is, in conversations I've had on the phone, friends in the backyard, neighbors, my neighbor Dave's a big Ranger fan, there's been a lot of cursing and discussing the last couple weeks the Rangers in the future. And I think she knows all the teams I like. I think when asked that question, Daddy's been talking a lot about the Rangers at home lately. Mm. I think that jumped. That's my guess. But instead of saying favorite team, she went favorite sport. We're going to have to work on that.
Still, I thought that was impressive, though.
You know what else was impressive? When me and my wife found out today,
but
her dream job is...
she's going into kindergarten, right?
She's going into pre-K, which is the new kindergarten.
What?
That's what's going on now. Pre-K has become full-time, like, it's like kindergarten. It's like, you know when we say September is the new August?
Right.
Pre-K is the new kindergarten for now.
How old is she?
She's 3. She's going to be 4 in October.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's basically what my youngest Spence did. He just finished pre-K.
Yeah.
He had his moving up ceremony. He's going to kindergarten, and he's turning 5 in September.
That's what I got with Taylor, yeah.
So, same idea.
But Rangers...
Wait, what happened?
What?
What? Was that real Tiki?
No, that was Rami.
Oh. I don't know what just happened.
What did fake Tiki say?
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Oh.
That confused me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing. How they got this old this quick, I cannot figure out. That's the crazy part about these moving up ceremonies. It's the fact that, wait a second, my wife just gave birth to this kid. Now all of a sudden they're 5 years old. They're going to kindergarten. They're having full conversations.
You know what else I saw today? I saw a mom in the room crying when they went up to get their little ceremony. I thought to myself, is she out of line or am I out of line because I'm feeling nothing?
So right. That was actually going to be my next question. I cried at both of them.
Did you really?
I cried. Jets moving up ceremony to leave preschool was surreal. It was in the middle of the pandemic. Everybody was masked up. And I don't even know the reason why. He literally was the only kid graduating. Like, everyone else was staying another year.
What?
And Jet was the one. Do you remember that, Jet?
Everybody held them back?
I don't remember it, but I saw a video.
Oh, you did see that? Okay, thank you.
So every other parent held their kid back?
I think so. Huh. Or they were younger. I don't even know, but literally, he was the one kid given the diploma, and I don't know if it was that or just where we. I was bawling.
Yes, we got the special one.
Yes, we got that right. When Spence had his moving up ceremony, like literally a week ago, I wasn't sure how I was going to react. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I going to do? And so I fought back tears. I did not bawl, but I was like fighting back the tears. And I'm not a man, and you're telling me you had nothing.
No, I smiled when she saw that I was there because I told her I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it trying to get to the show. She went nuts that I was there, but I didn't cry, no. I'm going to save my crying for going off to college. Then I'll be inconsolable.
So who's worse, Tiki, me being soft or Sean being, you know, not caring about his kids?
Well, what Sean doesn't realize is when your child goes off to college, she is really not going to care about you. So
that's what's going to make me cry.
You should cry now when they'll care also. It'll be like mutual crying together.
All right, so start weeping.
Yeah, at 18, they're going to be like, leave me alone, Dad.
All right.
Did you pay my tuition bill?
So I got another one of these on Tuesday. I got the pre-K and the K. You're saying break out the tears. Yes. Rub a little onion, figure it out.
Yes.
All right.
Pinch yourself, well, whatever.
Cry Tuesday.
I mean, you should feel it. Like, you should have that emotion. You don't have that emotion
I felt happy and proud. I didn't feel sad.
I'll tell you one thing I was very happy about. Maybe this was what the tears were about. The pre-K costs money. And it's damn expensive. Kindergarten's freaking free.
Yep.
That's the taxes, man.
You got to pay for your pre-K?
Yes. It's not a public school. Like, there is no public school in pre-K. So they go to kindergarten and they go to the first grade, second grade, third grade, my tax dollars pays for it.
Ours wasn't. We had to pay for pre-K.
Really?
Yes.
That's what I meant by pre-K is the new kindergarten. That's the first time our school district, you have full day, bang, you go.
Oh, interesting.
All covered, yeah.
Wow. Hmm. I'll tell you, when Spence graduated, my wife looked at me, we looked at each other, we're like, yeah, more season tickets. We got the money to do it now.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.